Wes McElroy, joined by John Lazor. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, talking Hokies. And actually, real quick, if I can blend those two things together, the former coach of the Washington Wizards, Flip Saunders, passing away at the age of 60. I know you spent some time with him at Minnesota, and it seems as if everybody, I know people say this when people die, but you have said this before, that Flip Saunders was a really good guy to work with.
He really was, Wes, and everything you hear about him is absolutely true. I had the good fortune of getting to know him on a personal nature, and it came at a time when this business was so exciting for me. And, you know, after all the years that you've been in this and I've been in this and others are in it, you get a little bit jaded towards some things, and things aren't that exciting. But back when I came around Flip, I was a first-year intern at KFAN working on a show called PA in Dubai with Paul Allen, who's the radio voice of the Vikings but is a huge NBA guy. And Flip had just come on as the head coach of the Timberwolves, and obviously that was with a young Kevin Garnett and kind of the golden age of Minnesota sports. But he treated everyone, including myself, with just so much kindness and respect. And I remember I used to go hang out and play poker at PA's house, and Flip would stop by and bring pizzas over, and we'd just sit there, and he'd break down basketball. I'd just be quiet in the corner, and it was fantastic. But then I'd cover the Timberwolves, and going into his press conference, I remember one time I tweeted this the other day. I had one of those old Motorola phones with the obnoxiously loud ring, and it went off in the small group pool. We were talking to him, and he's like, "That's all right, kid." He's like, "Figure it out for next time, though, but that's all right." But, you know, and I got to be around him for a couple of seasons. So tremendously sad, and Minnesota's definitely feeling that right now.
You know, we're both in the position that we're in. We're lucky for many reasons, but you meet those people along the way. And I try to tell this, and I know you talk to classes and talk to kids who want to do this, but I say once in a while you just got to stop and listen. Stop talking or stop thinking what you're going to ask and say. And it's the people that can teach you things. And I had a similar relationship with Ken Hitchcock, longtime coach of the Flyers. And it's those people where – at that age, at that point of your career, if you can stop and take things in, you remember it and learn from it for decade upon decade after.
No, absolutely. That's essentially every game in baseball after the game. That's what I would do for years. You know, you obviously talk a little bit because it would be awkward. But, yeah, for the most part, you just soak it in. And if you're invited around, that's the big thing, to be invited around for the personal moments. That means you've gained trust, and it means they appreciate at least the fact that you're attempting to gain knowledge in the game and not just spouting things off. And Flip gave people that opportunity. And it's been fun reading some of the people that I interned for back then, but some of the greats Minnesota journalism revealing their personal relationships with him. Dan Barrero, the great former columnist from Star Tribune and Drive Time host there on KFAN, had an ode to the Funkadelic, which is what we called him up there, the Flip Funkadelic, which was fantastic. And if people want to check that out, it's at KFAN.com. I would advise that they do.
John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, joining us. Let's flip the conversation now to Boston College on Saturday, where we're talking about, you know, what's at stake here, why this is a must win, why it's three out of the next four. But BC, in their own right, does present a problem. They got no offense, but, man, this has got a pretty stout defense here up at Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting game because I don't think in preparing at any level I've ever seen a team that is so strong on one side of the ball and so challenged on the other side of the ball, and it keeps getting worse injury-wise for Boston College. They haven't made a declaration that Jeff Smith is out at quarterback yet. He suffered that concussion against Louisville, but it doesn't look to me like he's going to practice or play. And at that point, you're down to redshirt freshman Troy Flutie, and don't get any qualms that he's the magic flute because he hasn't played like it thus far, despite the famous surname. And then you've got John Fadul, who's not taken a snap at the college level, the true freshman from Wellesley. So you're going to have inexperience at the quarterback position behind what was a line, one of just a handful in the country that didn't return a starter from last year. So there's your opportunity right there for the Virginia Tech Hokies to try to create some points on the defensive side. And that's what essentially may swing this game, because on the defensive side, they're absolutely legitimate at this point, particularly in that linebacking core with Steven Daniels. Yes, they've lost a cornerback and a devastating loss, according to Coach Adazio, coming in to this week. But at the same time, I think the intangibles are in the favor of the Hokies. I don't think they're going to get shut out offensively in this game, and I think they should have their way defensively against this Boston College offense.
Have a good call. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, sounds good, guys.
You got it. John Lazor, voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates each and every week at 7:30 here, and cowangates.com, there for you in any case.